Listening Library presents In the Hand of the Goddess by Tamara Pierce. Read for you by Trini Alvarado. One, The Lady in the Forest. The copper-haired rider looked at the black sky and swore. The storm would be on her soon, and she was hours away from shelter. No matter what she did, she was going to have to spend the night out of doors. I hate getting wet, Alana of Trebon told her mare. I don't like being cold either, and will probably be both. The horse whickered in reply, flicking her white tail. Alana sighed and patted Moonlight's neck. She also didn't like exposing her faithful mare to such conditions. They were on the last leg of an errand in the coastal hills. A forest lay before them. Beyond it was the great road south and a half a day's ride to the capital city and home. Alana shook her head. They could probably find shelter somewhere under the trees, if luck was with them. Clucking to Moonlight, she picked up their pace. In the distance, thunder rolled, and a few drops of rain blew into her face. She shivered and swore again. Checking to make sure the scroll she carried was safe in its waterproof wrapping and tucked between her tunic and shirt, Alana shrugged into a hooded cloak. Her friend Miles of Olau would be very upset if the 300-year-old document she had been sent to fetch got wet. Moonlight carried her under the trees, where Alana peered through the growing darkness. If they rode too much longer, it would be impossible to find dry firewood even in a forest this thick. The rain was falling now in fat drops. It would be nice if she could find an abandoned hut or even an occupied one, but she knew better than to expect that. Something hit the back of her gloved hand.